Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Manchester United's defense is down to no healthy center backs after Harry Maguire suffered an injury in training that could keep him out for the rest of the season. United confirmed the injury, which is expected to keep Maguire out for 3 weeks. The 31-year-old still has a chance of returning for the FA Cup final against Manchester City on May 25th and should be back in time to play for England in the Euros. Maguire joins a list of injured United center backs that includes Rafael Varane, Lisandro Martinez, Victor Lindelof, and Johnny Evans, although Evans has returned to training. Alexis, no healthy center backs, just one win in their past six league matches. Does it show how bad things have gotten for United that maybe you're jumping for joy when you see them taking on your Arsenal coming up? I mean, if you're putting those bets that I've seen you put in recently.
Yeah.
You feeling good about this one? You might put a bet on this one.
Still not feeling good about it because I think it's still all at Old Trafford, which has always, up until recently, been a difficult place for Arsenal to go. You're not going to catch me. You're not going to catch me on camera saying this. No, no, no.
What is you did say it on the camera with Charlie and when we were having the whole Chelsea versus Manchester United debate. And
what
you
did
guys
I say?
You guys were arrogant and very confident about.
No,
Arsenal winning at Old Trafford on the second to last match day.
I still don't think, if you're a Manchester United fan, you're not going into the game against Arsenal confident. You've got Johnny Evans, you got Casemiro on your back line if all these injuries hold up.
I agree.
Sure, Dalot's been your best player on the back line, and that's still not great, especially if he's being asked to bomb forward. Dalot.
Yeah, I was sorry. Continue.
What did you think I was saying?
I thought it was like a Dutch player. You did the whole joke. I was very confused. Continue.
Nonetheless, I don't think you walk in with a lot of confidence. But until the final whistle, I'm not.
Wow! But hold up! But can we not roll back the receipts? Mm-hmm. You and Chuck were sitting over here
This is where you're supposed to be sitting. Why are you so far away from me?
Yeah. Your tone has significantly changed since this conversation that we had.
No, it has not changed.
Yes, it has.
It was the comparison you were making, and I can't remember exactly.
It was to Chelsea.
Yes.
That Chelsea, at that moment in time, 3 or 4 weeks ago, Chelsea were so excruciatingly poor, and Charlie was arguing that they were almost as bad as Manchester United, or Manchester United was almost as bad as Chelsea, that you're walking into that Old Trafford game like, yeah, of course, we're going to take care of business. And I'm like, oh, second to last.
I'm confident Arsenal won't drop points. I'll say that. But
yeah,
again,
but that's the detriment to your title. You got to go to Old Trafford and win.
I said, will not drop points.
Oh, will not drop points. Yeah, you're right. I think Arsenal will beat United, but
I believe so as well. But you ain't going to catch me on camera being wild confident.
Do you think that they're going to secure a European spot, Manchester United?
Honestly, I think it doesn't matter. And here, while I'll say that, it's because...
You don't think it matters?
Here's why I don't think it matters. Whether I believe so or not is what I don't think matters. Because this whole season, it has to be a wash. You have to wash your hands of this whole Erik ten Hag project. If all the rumors are true that he's out at the end of the season, he's already got another job lined up, move on. Move on from everything. You got to get rid of some of these players. If you have a whole new ownership in, you've got to do a better job of, you know, fixing the stadium. You should, Manchester United, Old Trafford shouldn't have a leaky roof.
It's old, Trafford.
It is.
Fix it. Also, are you shocked that it's one of the stadiums that doesn't have a screen? You don't have a big screen?
Let's see how they do against Palace today, and then the conversation will keep on developing.
I like Jeff Shreve's bet on this one. I'm picking
Palace to win?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to do it.
Ole Glasner is a great manager. He's got them balling.
I'm just saying.
Playing with confidence.
Hey, everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.